Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. It was 3 weeks ago today that tornadoes ripped through southern Indiana and Kentucky, killing several dozen people, injuring hundreds of others. Joining us now are two journalists who continue to cover the storm's aftermath, the recovery and rebuilding, especially in southern Indiana, Jared Clapp from the News and Tribune and Ann Marshall of Leo Weekly. Welcome back to the program.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Let's start with you, Ann, because you wrote quite a bit about that day itself, mm-hmm. really a couple of chilling narratives recounting the afternoon of March 2nd through the eyes of some of the survivors. Let's start with Jeanette Robertson, who worked at Henryville Junior Senior High School that's been relocated right now. And she recounted for you pretty much every moment of it.
And the most surprising thing, I think, and this is not just from her story, but others as well, is just, you know, I mean, we all sort of knew that the storms were coming, mm-hmm. but, you know, a couple days before there had been storms, and the day proceeded really as normal until about 1 o'clock when at the high school and the schools, they got word that Louisville businesses were closing and parents started to call. And, you know, then people start thinking, well, what's going on? And, you know, then the radio or the weather radio starts chirping. Mm-hmm. But for most of the day, it was just a very normal day. And so it all just happened so quickly for people.
The school, of course, was devastated. And luckily, there were there any fatalities related to the school, or was that elsewhere in the community?
No, that was elsewhere in the community. I mean, everyone in the school, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, I think everyone just came up fine. You know, I think there might have been some minor injuries in the elementary school, but the high school folks came out. I mean, not even a ceiling tile fell on where they were kind of huddled.
Right. Now, had school dismissed, but there were some folks that were still in the school, right?
Yeah, they had dismissed early. Mm-hmm. And that's when other interviews that I did, that's when others in the community knew that something might be up, was when they saw the school buses leaving early. They thought, okay, well, that's strange. You know, school's not letting, nothing's going on today. But they had let out early that day, and that was sort of a last minute decision by the principal and by the district to do so.
Well, this your article is excellent. It really underscores how vicious and horrifying tornadoes are. I mean, you can take cover, but you can't do anything about the storm itself. It's just incredible. Now, you also write about two firefighters in Washington County, Indiana, New Pekin. John and Jeff Miller, no relation, but they had some grim work to do that day.
Yeah, you know, there was the family of five that passed from Indiana. And, you know, these are longtime volunteer firefighters. They knew they had both watched it come through New Peak, and then they both knew that this was going to be a bad day. And that field where the family of five's trailer was destroyed was their first stop. And they, you know, they had to go, and neighbors were telling them what to do, who was missing. And, you know, I mean, they kind of were on autopilot just trying to handle all that.
How did they seem to, the two men that you talked about, how did they seem to handle all this, even being a professional firefighter?
Yeah, I mean, the younger of the two happened to be the one to find the 15-month-old who was alive for 2 days and then eventually passed away. And, you know, as you can imagine, it's been a lot to handle. That's a lot to handle on anybody, especially a young man.
Yeah.
So, you know, they see death a lot, but this is, I think as I read in the story, this just seemed very, very callous, this sort of death, just so strange.
Now, Jeanette Robertson, the school employee, did she have any injuries in her family, or did she lose her home?
No, a lot of people had hail damage in Henryville, and she did too. But she went home to a standing house.
Good for her. Jared, you've been reporting on the aftermath and the recovery, I'm trying to say. Henryville students are back in another school this week.
Some of the students are, yes. You've got the preschoolers at Silver Creek Primary School in Sellersburg, and then you've got the elementary students at it's a temporary facility in New Albany, the former Graceland Christian Church. They started back on Wednesday. And I think students, parents, teachers, district officials all seem relieved that these kids have something to go back to that's somewhat normal.
So will they finish out the school year, I guess, pretty normally with the normal schedule, and they'll just lose some days because of this?
Right. That's the plan right now. There's still no word right now as far as when they'll be back in Henryville right now. There are some estimates, but nothing solid yet.
From the reporting that I've saw and heard, the kids seem to be very happy to be returning to school.
Yeah, I mean, we went there Wednesday to see the kids getting off the buses and getting out of the parents' cars, and they were just overjoyed. They were just happy to see the teachers, just happy to see everybody that they'd been used to seeing for the last couple of weeks. And to get away from the damage, I think, was a good distraction for them.
And there was also reporting this week that, and correct me if I'm wrong with this, there was a contest to by this country band Lady Antebellum to have them come play at a high school prom, and the Henryville students got involved in it.
That's correct. It's interesting how they won that contest, because a neighboring school, Silver Creek High School, actually submitted the winning video. They said, don't play here, play at Henryville. And even though there's a tour conflict for the date of their prom, they are going to have a benefit concert in May. So they're still waiting to schedule an exact place for that. But the Henryville students will have something to look forward to.
So I understand they're going to do something here in Louisville.
That's correct.
Yeah. So... Well, that's good for the students at Henryville. Well, all the mechanisms are now in place. We're 3 weeks removed from this to help people get back on their feet. And, of course, it's a very long process. And we tend to forget after a while in the media and kind of move on with other things. But this is a process that's going to be going on for a long time. And is there resolve among people that you talk to in Henryville to rebuild in place?
I mean, everyone I spoke to, yes. I think that people in Henryville and other people who have survived this just feel very thankful. And I think that that's the sense that I just kept hearing. You know, everyone is just thankful that they're okay, that their loved ones are okay. They want to rebuild. They want to see their community back. And it's such a damaging event. It's also a very much a uniting event, I would say, that it really brings out a community and there's a new sense of bonding, I think.
In about 30 seconds, Jared, is that the sense you got in your coverage?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's still some hope for the high school or the schools in general right now. They're hoping to get that facility rebuilt by September, but there's nothing out just yet. But the company that's done the contracting on it had a similar situation, Goldring, Georgia, that they completely rebuilt in 101 days, and that was three separate campuses. They've only got one to worry about here.
All right. Thanks to Jared Clapp of the News and Tribune and Ann Marshall of Leo Weekly for the update and the excellent reporting on the tornado aftermath. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.